Blog Talk Radio.
March the 12th, 2019. Guys, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to come over tonight. We haven't done a show, I think it's been about a week now, but sometimes you want to wait until you really got the right information. We still communicate, guys, on YouTube and in the chat room on bpheadlinenews.com. But the live experience is a little different because you can answer questions, you can take live calls, and that's something you can't do on the other platforms. But I want to say this again, thank you for calling. And if you want to call in and talk to me or ask questions to me, then the number is 646-716-9294. Again, 646-716-9294. If you're in the chat room and you want to talk and you're just listening by your phone in, but you decide you have a question in the chat room, put the last four numbers of your phone number there in the chat, and then it will show up on my phone board, and I can pull you into the conversation live. But I've got a lot to talk about, and I hope I get some calls or some questions in the comments about the video last night. First of all, let me ask, 12B, some of you folks out there, you getting a good signal on the audio? I can make some adjustments here if needed. Here, it's a little different setup than if you're going through Mixler, but I really like the phone boards and things like that here. Anybody let me know you got a clear sound? Great, I appreciate it. Okay, again, I want to get any flip back and forth between here and the phone boards. Can I turn it up maybe? You got it. Let's see what we got here, guys. Okay, we'll preamp in here. Let me know if that's a little better. Anyway, I want to say in the video last night about my experience in Phoenix, Arizona, I had a tremendous amount of comments that said, BP, we've seen the exact same thing, you know, and thank you, 12. It really helps when someone lets you know, because we're kind of on the other end of this. But so many people had comments about very similar experiences that they've had. And one of the things that I talked about was that according to the Bible, there are angels, messengers of God that come down and craft and with Ezekiel or Elijah and appear to be very benevolent. Because remember, there was a battle in heaven and Michael fought against Satan and his angels. And a third of those angels fell. Two-thirds of them didn't. So we got to keep that in perspective. And I'm not saying be deceived or anything like that. But be aware that those events happened in the the Old Testament. And things could have happened in the New Testament that we were not sure about some of the visions. But definitely in the Old Testament, we had these craft come down. We had the explanation from the prophets, and I never saw anywhere in the Old Testament or the New Testament that we would never see these events again. So be aware of that, because there's a narrative being pushed that concerns me, and I noticed this in the comments last night after that video also, that it concerned other people, that every sighting was an evil demon. It was a fallen angel, a fallen entity, something that wanted to take whatever. It was evil. And my point was that not all of those are. And my experience in Phoenix, guys, and I tried to go over it as best I could in the video, it was real. It wasn't. And remember, I said these objects were about 100 feet over my head. These were not like watching stars move around. These were buzzing over the apartment complex that my son lived in, the way a helicopter, very low flying helicopter would, except these were silent. They were maneuvering extremely The patterns were extremely complicated. The G-forces were enormous, except for one thing. It was so fluid. And I mentioned this in the video last night, that it was like if you startle a flock of birds, or you startle fish, they will move very fast, and they will weave in and out and dart in and out, but never hit each other. It's amazing to watch that. I've seen huge flocks of blackbirds and things that do that. They just, something happened, they all make a left turn, no contact, and that's what I saw, and I had no fear of these objects. And again, the strangest, well, how can you get any stranger than that happening to you, 16 coming over? And remember I said there only four were reported on the local Phoenix news that night, and that 12 were on the guard. I don't know what they were guarding for, but they definitely had flanked six. They had, they had six objects flanking the four that were visible on either side with their lights off. And when they came over us, were highly visible, and they were in a wolf pack pattern, not threatening to me, but there was no way that anything would have tried to mess with this 16 group, because again, they came over. If you would have had a lot of incoming into Luke Air Force Base at that time, there would have been a conflict of interest. But it was, remember I said there's probably 10 airports that are in that area, and it was getting dark, and we were watching all the incoming traffic and outgoing traffic sitting there just kind of chilling out. Been a long drive, and suddenly out of nowhere, that's amazing in itself. And the fact that I had been doing a lot of videos about Sitchin, about Rob Steiner over in Dulce, a lot of different things about that very topic, and everyone knew about it. I know at least 200,000 or 300,000 people had seen those videos. And by the way, today I found, if you guys will remind me to put them up, some videos I did in 2012 that were taken down on the first takedown, because it's happened to us twice. And let me say thank you guys very quickly, since they taken down BP Earthwatch. We're over 31,000 subscribers. That means a lot to us. Now, we're not monetized, and that doesn't really matter. And because when I started this, I didn't ask to be monetized in 2012. They invited me to do that, and it really helped. Of course, any kind of income like that helps. But we've been blessed, but the message is what's important. We are 31,000 plus subscribers, and the platform is growing very quickly. And I think it has to do with you guys and the message that we try to honestly put out. I mean, we don't have the research capabilities that some of the big news agencies and things like that do, but intuition helps a lot in these cases. But the other thing about that was, again, amazing about the encounter in Phoenix was the fact that everybody knew about it. And I mentioned this also, the fact that if you've got 16 flying objects came from another planet, I think they've been here since the beginning, the very beginning back. If you look at when the Sumerian texts and Zachariah Sitchin were talking about the Anunnaki, I think that they've been here since then. And if you think back about through history, in the latest history, especially in pre-World War II, Germany had a UFO encounter and they gained some technological advantage from that. Also, that the up north there in Europe, a race of beings, tall, light skin, that have been secluded, can pretty much to themselves. And we have Antarctic bases. These beings have been here. And if you've read the Sumerian Chronicles, and if you read the Zachariah Sitchin books, you understand that first great flood. But listen, guys, that's one of the videos I found, was that first great flood. And And then I found about three where I read through a tremendous amount of the Sitchin information. So in the next few days, look for some older videos to come up. But I've had a request for those. I think I've found about five or six in that era out of probably 3,000 at one point that were taken down, and some in the first hack back about 3 or 4 years ago. But anyway, we're going to I'll get those up. Now, again, I'm watching if you guys have called in at that call-in number. Let me put it back on the radio because a lot of you are on your phone and you can't see this. But the call-in number to talk with us or just listen on your phone is 646-716-9294. 646-716-9294. We're getting people on our phone boards, but if you put the last four digits of your number here in the chat, I'll know that you're calling, again, not to just listen, but you have something to say. Looking forward to that. Now, before I get into something else that I think is extremely important, and I think it has to do a lot with the mark of the beast. And I think there's a lot of information coming out now, and as I go through that, I'm hoping that some of you will kind of see where I'm going with it, and it won't be so far out that you turn off the show. But first, I want to go to Montana, and this is about the grand solar minimum. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I started doing the approach of the mini ice age videos. And we've seen record cold, rain, everything you can think of. But this was published. This came out last night. And it says Montana just endured one of the nation's most exceptional cold spells ever on record. It says over the entire month of February and even into March, such exceptional, life-threatening cold never departed parts of Montana. Temperatures averaging 20 to 30 degrees below normal gripped huge areas. Now, guys, that can those cold type colds are very dangerous. Frostbite in minutes to unexposed skin. In parts of the lower 48, such extreme cold is not uncommon, but for a few days or at most a week. And we've all seen that. Everybody's seen that type weather. But this time it broke all known records. What is that telling you? That the northern hemisphere is going to be increasingly more inclement. You're going to have harder and harder times making it. Crops, power failures, things like that. Unbearable cold. And think about that, 20 to 30 degrees below normal for over a month. That's telling you that the planet's changing. Grand solar minimum is not supplying the Earth with the energy it needs to have protective shields. And if you've seen the videos, I put up many that show the solar cycles, guys. It show we're about to go into solar cycle 25, but it'll go back over 100 years, and you see that we're in a decline in the strength of each solar cycle, and they measure that in the number of solar sunspots during a 8 year solar. The higher on the charts that cycle goes, but it's dropping, and it's been dropping for a long time. And when this has happened before, like the modern minimum and things like that, things have happened that were global changes. A lot of people died, but and some people say the greatest migration from the East Coast to the West Coast was the California Gold Rush, but it was not. It was one of the solar minimums that happened to this country less than 200 years ago, to where the North become almost inhabitable. They had a summer they had a year without a summer. Crops failed. They moved to the West Coast to survive. So think about this. Now, when that happens in the Northern Hemisphere, the people like a lot of you, Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and all over the country, all over the world that are listening, the Northern Hemisphere will be affected the most. And the way that it works, because the Arctic vortex becomes very unstable, in some places in the northern hemisphere, we'll see drier than average or winter. But the overall effect will be what Montana's just went through. And guys, that is not a winter. Right now, there's a lot of things going on here in the south, but up north, it's not that good. And next week, for everyone here in the south, we're going to be back during the nights at close to freezing temperatures. But there's a blizzard now that's reforming. We just had one this past weekend, and I'm saying that, of course, we need spring to be over. Winter to be over and get into spring. But that's not happening. And that's how you build up to the point to where you have these cool summers. You have things that happen. And the main thing is the effect on crops. And especially back then, because everyone had gardens and that was what they relied on for not only living but to eat. But it's even more critical when you have a agricultural belt wiped out and people are living day to day from a grocery store. That can become critical. And if, guys, I remember probably third or fourth grade in some of the science classes and things like that, one of the golden rules was if the climate changes and becomes inhabitable, you migrate, adapt, or die. Any of you guys remember that? Now, I'm kind of old, 63, and I started school in 1960. And right now, I think a lot of them are pretty libtard educational centers. But back then, we just, we had pretty decent basic education, nothing fancy, but adapt, migrate, or die. And that they were talking about the dinosaurs and the woolly mammoths and the animals that didn't freeze to death and things like that. But it applies to humans also. But if right now we are looking at what they're calling abomogenesis, and I talked about this, I think, last winter, but this abomogenesis blizzard is to bombard the central U.S. this week. It's coming out of AccuWeather, guys. So we're not through with this. This is going to be a tremendous amount of snow, rain, high winds. They're saying it's expected to unload heavy snow and blizzard conditions from Colorado to North Dakota at midweek, which is, it's already forming now. Tomorrow's midweek, and that's going to persist there, and it's going to move over the. But again, in the south, we've been fairly lucky in the last few days. A lot of people starting to get their gardens ready and things like that. But everyone be cautious because of this week coming up with very close to freezing temperatures next week. But I want to go back to Montana just a moment on some of that information. And I think this is a precursor of what we are talking about and that I've been talking about again for over 3 years. It says these places, going back to Montana and this record cold month, are normally cold, but this chill was unlike anything seen in the U.S. in decades for both its intensity and duration. The February temperature departures from normal were stunning. Several major climate locations averaged 27 to 28 degrees below normal, which were the most extreme in the lower 48 for a full month since January 1969, according to the Alaska-based climatologist Brian Brett Snyder. But that, again, that's the lower 48. Great Falls, Montana was at the heart of it. The mercury didn't rise above zero on 11 days and dropped to zero or below on 24 nights. Only the first day of the month topped freezing. Its average February temperatures finished 27.5 degrees below normal. Guys, in 1 year, and you tell me that we're in global warming? But I've been warning folks for a long time. And in the winter, especially in the beginning of the winter, my main thing is, do you have the capability to heat your home? And the only reliable source is a some type of wood burner, because your electricity can go out, your propane gas or whatever you have can go out, a wood burner. And you can get an inexpensive tube burner with a piping and things like that for about $300. You're going to have to shop around. I think I got mine at, I said this last year, there's a, I don't know what state Sutherland Lumber is in, but that we have one here in Jackson, Mississippi, and that's where I found mine. And I've had it several years now, and it's, I still use it. So I've gotten my money out of it many times, and it knocks your power bill in half per month in the winter. It's a very pleasant, warm heat. So it pays for itself very quickly, and you can cook on top of it. You got two burners, but those, the reason I say that, guys, because a lot of people are going to freeze to death, and a lot of people are going to starve to death, because back then when the Great Migration, because of the winter from east to west, the population was very small. And when you think about that, the people that make it are not going to make it because their gardens did. They're going to make it because they were prepared. And that's one of the reasons we've only, one of the only things we've ever sponsored on our website besides a few meters and t-shirts was survival food, because you, there's no way you lose. It's a win-win situation. Very. If it wasn't because of a severe winter crop damage in the north and power outages where the grocery stores and things like that didn't operate, then you could have an EMP blackout. You could have any something like that from a solar flare, from a military event. That didn't work. And so what happens, people panic. They, you start seeing gangs form in the streets. People you might know that normally if their bellies are full, if you know history, and you've, we've talked about Donner Pass and some of the, they've even made movies of the some of the plane crashes in the Alps and higher elevation mountains where the survivors ate the non-survivors. That's how critical it will become. And on the other side of that is the people that are without will be forced into FEMA food lines, kind of like the FEMA barges down in Houston, Texas, they talked about. And guys, you, there's no way to research and find out how much is behind a lot of the information that people that went on the FEMA barges never came out or were never heard from again. Who knows? But if you absolutely trust the remnants of the ex-administration, then that's up to you. But think about that. You don't know. We haven't experienced it in our lifetime except for a few weeks at a time. I remember 2 weeks here without power or water after Hurricane Katrina here in Mississippi. It was pretty rough times. You had to travel a long way to find food or gas, wait in extremely long lines, and hope for the best if it didn't, they didn't run out of gas or whatever. And it happened, the hurricane happened in the hottest part of the year. Suddenly we were at 99-100 degrees with 100% humidity because it draws all that moisture in behind the hurricane and all the heat. And it was pretty life-threatening to a lot of people, especially the very young and the very old here. I remember it very well. So the fact that the warning aspect of this global cooling is about survival. And I really don't want to linger on it any much more than that, unless some of you guys have questions. And I'm back from that section. I'm back over into the chat room now. But another thing I want to talk about, and some, and guys are talking about ice, nuclearization and things like that. But remember the video I did not too long ago, a couple of days, about the, they had discovered that some of the ancient stones were actually a polymer mix like a concrete, and that would explain a lot of things about transporting very heavy rock, where if you could go where they say this type stone was 100 miles down the mountain or whatever, you go down and you grind it up the way you do concrete, you mix the ingredients, and you carry those back in smaller loads, this mixture of ground, and then add the polymers, then you have these perfect stones. And some were made imperfect, and there's a lot of information behind that. But when you look at the overall situation, many people said that, remember, guys, I showed a couple of, they had moved the stones, especially the sun gate. It was broken in half and kind of covered up by sand, and then they stood that back up the way they thought it may have been. In other areas, they did the same thing. Many people said that it was part of the Great Flood. And in the video, I had talked about it was possibly an ancient nuclear event like the Great Pyramid Wars. And that's one of the videos I found, guys, from 2012 that I'm going to put up. But even Brian Forrester, that many of you have seen, that goes down into, he goes to Egypt, but he spends a lot of time in South America. He was showing in one of his latest videos where these layers of these stones were peeling off. And the only way that can happen is extreme heat, to a sudden burst of extreme heat. And it does an oxidation effect on the outer layers of the rock, and they start peeling and breaking off, not from corrosion of water. And if you look at, I'll have the video up about the Pyramid Wars, but you go back into some of the Sitchin and the Sumerian texts, there was a great war. And there's places in the desert, guys, in the Middle East, that are glass, that the sand has turned to glass. And so the technology then was far greater than what we have now. And what we have now is simply the fallen angel technology and some of the not fallen angel technology that was handed down post-flood when a lot of everything was wiped out. I'm looking at the pyramids information there, and they at the 432 hertz sound frequency, guys. That's a critical frequency at 432 hertz. And thank you, Be Wise as Serpents, because I'm a guitar player. And A440, not A432, is how you tune your guitar. It's called 440, and that's would be your fifth string or the second from the top. The A string, you tune it to 440, but it was not always that way. That happened I think it was someone wanted to change it, because 432, if you tune the A string to 432 hertz instead of 440, it's a much more pleasant sound, and it is a more of a natural human frequency. And guys, if you for the guitar players or any instrument players out there, they make some small tuners, and I've got some here. They're less than $20 that you can scale down your tuning, and you can just step down from 440 and tune into 432. It has a lot to do with the harmonics and the multiple of harmonics from the Schumann resonance and the 8 to 12 cycles per second, which are, by the way, the meditation prayer frequencies. But the 432 is an excellent way. I tune a lot of guitars that way when I'm recording. A lot of people will just do a half step, but that's not a true 432 hertz. But if you tune down your A440, the A440 guys came really because of from Germany, and they started doing the pianos over there, and for some reason tuning them to 440, then they actually had to pass international agreements to for all the orchestras to retune out of the lower frequency into 440. A lot of people complained, and a lot of the older recordings of orchestras were actually not in 440, but 432. And it was like someone wanted to change the frequency, like 5G is going to do to our Schumann resonance, and make it to where it's not that calming frequency, if that makes any sense. But the 432, guys, definitely get you a tuner. And Snark, a company called SNARK, a little clip-on tuner, about $15-$20. You just clip on one button there, and it'll change your A 440 normal. It'll go to 432. Then you tune all your strings from the 432 and listen to the difference. Not only that, listen to how easier it is to sing. You're not stretched beyond a normal vocal harmonies. And again, 432, that's it, man. And a lot of people just do a half step tune down. Many of the rock and roll songs you see have a capo or they're a half step tune down, because many people are discovering that that 440 is not the right hertz. It's 432. Now, I want to talk about the Mark of the Beast for a moment. And let me say this first. It's going to be a little out of left field, but hang with me, because I always try to do my best not to mislead anyone. And many of you guys are aware of the same news information that I watch and you have for 3 or 4 years, and you realize that people from mostly social media, folks like Alex Jones and anyone that's a conservative. Now, they took my YouTube channel down, but because we have T-shirts and things like that on our website, we use PayPal. Listen, PayPal. Now, they haven't taken my PayPal account down, but we're one of the lucky ones so far. But Alex got his taken down, his ability to do commerce, to buy, sell, or trade was taken away. But this is hundreds of people, Laura Loomer, on and on and on. Many of the people that they started with taking their Twitter accounts and Facebook and then their YouTube accounts. Now, PayPal has frozen or completely delayed or stopped or canceled their PayPal account. And so that has altered their ability to buy, sell, or trade. I know you're following what I'm talking about here, because it goes to Revelation. And what does that mark of the beast say? It says, if you don't take that mark, then you're not in that category of people that can buy, sell, or trade. And if you know my videos, you know that I don't think it's an implant chip. I don't think it's a tattoo. Because in the Hebrew and the Greek, the mark in the forehead is, in your forehead is your mind, what you believe. In your hand is your power, your work. Who do you work for? What church do you give your money to or whatever? But this is bigger than a church. With what I'm seeing now with PayPal taking out the conservative voice and their inability and the ability to buy, sell, trade, or barter, is because folks like me and many of you and many of the conservatives will not, in our mind, in our forehead, accept their Luciferian Democrat doctrine. Do you understand what I'm saying? It goes exactly to politics. Now the church is just a part of it. It's becoming more and more clear that we know the mainstream media and the Democrats are against America. They're against freedom. They want the New World Order to take the world and for it to be destroyed down to where everyone, according to Albert Pike, will accept the Luciferian doctrine, because the devastation, the World War III, and the lack of compass brings about the World War III, which leads into everyone accepting the false Messiah, believing in anything, because all of their false beliefs were destroyed and they were left without compass or direction. Now, think about what I'm saying. Now, again, Alex Jones was one of the first, but guys, there's probably hundreds if you will look it up, and especially all conservatives. You can kill babies or talk about killing babies or do anything else unless you're pro-Trump. Then they're going to really hit you hard. But when they take your ability to buy, sell, or trade, they're going to Revelation 7. And the reason I say, and this emphasizes, and guys, please bear with me and listen, it's not a mark on your forehead. It's not a chip, because the conservatives that are being taken down with their ability to buy, sell, or trade have not taken a mark. They are not going along with the Luciferian doctrine. In their mind, they know that the Democrats are evil. In their mind, in their forehead, they know that Trump is trying to save this nation and the patriots are trying to save one of the last free nations on this planet. But let me I want to read just a little bit from this, because there's two or three things involved. And one is Revelation 7, just verse 1. Bear with me, guys, because it's important. King James, after, again, Revelation 7, 1, and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel, listen, ascending from the east. From where? From the east, having the seal of the living God. Guys, who rises from the east? Read Matthew 24. Let me read it for you. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying about the mark of the beast. Now, it says, the angel was ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads, in their minds. Look it up in the Greek and the Hebrew. But in other words, the four angels are in place. The wrath of God is about to happen, not the tribulation of man. Mark 13, Luke 21, guys, Matthew 24, all talk about in those days after the tribulation, they will see the Son of Man. Then comes the wrath of God. So if you want to call that a rapture or whatever you want to call it, it's not like you float away like a butterfly. The grapes are ripe. The angel with the sickle is ready. We won't float away, but we will be changed in an instant. There's going to be a great event. But this angel coming from the east, talking to John on Patmos, who was, you know, who said a lot of that, it's written in red, but saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we've sealed these servants in their foreheads. This angel with the living seal of God coming, what is he going to do? What is Christ going to do if this is who they're talking about? Which I think it is. He's going to seal in our minds that he's coming. What is one of the things that's going to happen on that day when Christ appears? Just before that, the two witnesses that have been killed are going to rise up. Christ is going to set his foot down on the Mount of Olives after the witnesses have risen up to heaven. The whole earth will be astonished. 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes, plus millions and millions of other people, will be sealed because they know who the true and living God is. And if you look at Revelation 7 and you go to the actual sealing of it, it's, they talk about again the 12,144, the 12 tribes, the 12,000 from each tribe, and when he beheld, and after they looked, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with the white robes and psalm in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, the angel from the east. Guys, this mark, the whole concept of what I'm saying is we're seeing the conservative vote take voice, vote, channels, PayPal taken down. And with PayPal, that changed everything. Of course, if you're monetized on your YouTube channel, and they can take that down, they're hurting your money, but your PayPal allows you to buy, sell, and trade. In other words, you can purchase something, or you can sell T-shirts on your website, or with AJ, he sold all kind of vitamins and pills and everything else. Remember that? And this is not just him. It's hundreds of conservatives, but they did not take the mark. They refused the mark. They refused to accept the democratic agenda. I refuse to take it. They could take my PayPal down. They've taken down a huge YouTube channel, and so be it. And if they take down the PayPal, so be it. We'll find a way around it. But that is the mark. We have not accepted, as you see with the libtards, thousands and thousands of them, pussy hats and pink hats and everything else, and all these screaming Democrat, AOC, Pelosi, that entire bunch, screaming Adam Schiff to tear down this nation, take down the walls, let it be overrun and descend straight into hell. We will not accept that mark. So if they take the ability via the banks, and guys, who, anybody see the Alex Jones, Joe Rogan video a couple weeks ago? Alex had 12 different bank accounts, and Joe was talking about this, and they got 11 of them, including PayPal, and he had one bank that had not deserted him yet. It wasn't just PayPal. 11 banks had refused to do business with Alex Jones, and they gave him no reason. They were limiting his ability to buy, sell, or trade. And guys, that verse, let me pull this up so I don't get it wrong. It says Revelation 13, 16 through 17, but again, chapter 13. And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the beast. This mark in the forehead, if you believe in Hillary, if you have been so brainwashed through modern day education and mainstream media that you believe the Democrats are right, the socialists are right, the demons are right, then you have that mark of the beast, and they will allow you to buy, sell, or trade. But if you don't have that mark in your mind, you believe in Christ, you believe in freedom, you believe in the integrity of this nation, which is based on Christianity, then you don't have that mark, and you will not be able to, in their normal capacity of buy, sell, and trade, operate. That's why another reason it's so important to prepare. But you know what the beauty of the whole deal is? Is that because you don't have the mark of the beast, your name is not taken out of the book of life. Because after the 1,000-year millennium, for you people that study Revelation, is then the books are opened. It's not you die and the judgment day right there and you're at the pearly gates. There's a 1,000-year millennium after Satan's locked up, and we have the blessing of 1,000 years of teaching from Christ without a negative influence or out without the accuser on our shoulder leading us astray. And it's a pure time. Imagine that, guys, paradise, and listening to the best teacher there ever was. And then for a short time, Satan's released. But guys, you know that you do not go through that gate if you take that mark. And so you see the evil in the eyes of the Democrats because they know that they've sold their souls. And that the Bible tells them, even they don't want to admit the Bible is a real book, they know it tells them that if you take that mark, it's not erasable. It's not your book. Your name is forever taken out of the book of life. And do you think Christ would do that to you when he reads these names off because Satan held you down and stamped you with a tattoo on your forehead? It's ridiculous. Christ is much more intelligent than that. He is the heart nor the mind nor God is. No way he would do that because, I mean, anybody could grab you and tattoo you on the head or your hand and not at all change your faith in Christ. And so you wouldn't be held accountable. But in your forehead is in your mind and what you believe. And in your right hand, again, your work. So now a lot of the social media platforms from YouTube all over have changed the narrative. and to survive. They've taken that mark. They've accepted the limitations that that mark requires for you to buy, sell, and trade. They've accepted that. They've accepted that money is more valuable than faith, than patriotism and loyalty, that money is more important. That mark, why does it say the mark is has to do with no man might buy or sell? It has to do with money. It doesn't matter if you're social media or not. If you give in an inch, they'll take a mile. And once you give in to where you don't warn your fellow humans, in this case, everyone, of what you see coming, because it may limit your ability to make a living, then you have forsaken your heart, you've forsaken God, you've forsaken your fellow man. And there's many now that will do several, that do a lot of shows or whatever they do, but will not go there anymore. They've taken the mark. I know you guys haven't. But if you think again, and nowhere in the Bible does it mention the chip is a, or the mark is a chip. It's merely the misunderstanding of the languages. So when you see this happening, and when you see what's happened to Alex and there and a lot of other people, especially with the banks and this not taking the mark, guys, how close are we? I'm looking at 12 Deb, Mr. Bourgeois, Wise as Serpents, other folks out there in the chat. How close are we? Look at how radical the Democrats have become, because Satan knows he has. He's raging back and forth because he knows he has but a short time. That means if he has a short time, then and you have a short time to get your act together. We do. When I say you, I'm not pointing to anyone. I'm talking to myself. And anyone listening, I'm not pointing out anyone at all. I never think that. But, guys, we are very close to something happening here. The beast has risen. And it's risen in many forms. One from the deadly wound. But right now, the beast that we're dealing with is led by, to me, the head witch on earth is Hillary Clinton. We also have male entity, evil people that are in control. Some you don't know, some you do know. Soros down to Obama to Bill Clinton to the Bushes. And now look at the existing Department of Justice, FBI, coming out of the Obama administration. Oh, Ms. Shelby Edwards, good to see you. Shalom. But this is how close we are. We are now seeing the ability of man, because of what's in his mind, what's in his forehead, the ability of him to make it in the world of the beast. Think about what I'm saying. And so, guys, if you're ever put in that position, there's a couple of things you can do. If they take your ability to make a living, you can give up. But that wouldn't be what any of you guys would do. No warrior of Christ would ever give up. But especially if you've been given a gift of a platform. For some reason, our platform is large, and it's been larger, but all of you guys are still there. But for some reason, that platform was put there because people are used, not in a bragging way, let me say this, because God chooses people that maybe they love to study, maybe they need to love to research, maybe they love Christ, that to put a message up. Remember in Ezekiel where it says that he put a watch, if the people put a watchman on the wall and all the rules involved in that, to where the watchman doesn't warn you, your blood is on his hands, but if he warns you and you don't listen, you're taken in your iniquity, but his blood is on his own hands. And if you do what you're supposed to do, then you have saved your soul. So there's a point to where no matter what they take from you, you can never say, okay, I'm not going to do any more videos on the Bible. I'm not going to do any more videos on the Democrats. I'm just going to stick to some blah, 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 nothing. Because now anything besides what I'm talking about here, looking at the world not only through the political aspect, seeing the demons encroach upon us and to try to take our liberty and our life, we also see the evil part of it. But guys, evil has manifested itself in the swamp. And think about it. Three evil demons go forth. Three spirits go forth to possess man. One is the beast. You've got the false prophet. All of these go to separate places, and they whisper into the ear of kings. And so the most evil of the spirits, the Antichrist, he would go to the most powerful nation in the world and creep in through marriage or other ways to have an ear to the president or to the ruler or to the king. And for you guys that have been with me a long time, you know what the 666 is, and you know exactly who I'm talking about, because right now that individual, who was the son-in-law of Trump, has been in Israel wanting to tear down the walls, wanting to make Israel and the Golan Heights, all of that area, one nation. Why? What did they say to bring about the World War III? You cannot have a peaceful nation with incompatible civilizations that have been, that was, and all of that was designed, this incompatibility from changes in the Bible, from people creating the Quran, where there's no way that those conflicting ideologies could ever exist peacefully. And so when you see the Muslim takeover in this nation, there's no peaceful intent. You can see the rhetoric already coming out of some of the new senators and things like that in D.C. The beast is here. And when you look at the takedown of the banks, of the conservatives by the banks and PayPal and Bezos and all these people to stop the conservative speech, then how important is the conservative speech and how important is the democratic narrative to the Luciferian doctrine? Guys, we sense it. If you watch, and I do sometimes if they're having a congressional hearing or something on C-SPAN, and they go through where a Republican will ask a question, then a Democrat. Guys, I just have to turn it off or pause it and then to where I can bypass the Democratic narrative, because it is so evil. The hair stands up on your back and makes you sick. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't handle it. And that's a reason why you have backup. Not only in food supplies and things like that, guys, but we have two websites now. We are on Patreon. We are on YouTube. We have a website with GoDaddy, the old BP Earthwatch, BP Headline and News is with Wix, in case one of those guys gets screwy and want to shut down your website, which will happen. But the last information that we will be able to put out will be on one of those websites. So if the YouTube channel gets taken down, then go there for information, because if we can get a new channel up or whatever, the fight will continue till there's no fight at all. Now, when you talk about the mark of the beast, and before I go there, I want to go over to the phone boards just a minute, guys. I've been running my mouth a lot. But on the phone board itself, got some callers in there, but I don't see numbers in the chat room, because you can listen on your cell phone guys, and a lot of times that will happen. But if you're there, come over to our chat room, which you can click on from the studio, and put the last four digits of your number. I'll bring you into the call. Would love to hear any questions or any comments that you got to have. Don't be afraid to do it. Just do it. Now, I had questions when we're talking about the beast, about the deadly wound. And I did a video maybe 3 or 4 years ago about what I thought the deadly wound was. And if you look at the Persian Empire and the rise and fall of the Persian Empire, it was in the 900 ADs that Persia was about to take over huge parts of the Middle East, leading all the way into Europe. But there was a battle in 900, I can't remember the exact year, but they lost, and the leader was killed by a sword wound to the head. And that ended the Islamic revolution of that time that was about to take over the planet. Now, that beast has risen. One of their head mouthpieces was a Barack Obama. And we allowed the Muslim mouthpiece of this risen beast to become president of the U.S. And now we have all that residual swampness. But again, this beast rides, one of the beasts rise from the people. And what has happened, guys, everything you see now is about one of these young senators or congressmen that are Muslim, socialist, or both, trying to take over everything. Look at Barack Obama. Look at all the other people in Barack's administration that were part of the Muslim Brotherhood. If you've never read the Muslim Brotherhood handbook, it's a shocker. Because they teach to lie, cheat, and steal, to take over everything from every newspaper, every radio station, every social media platform like we've seen, every educational institution, and every office in politics, till the Muslim doctrine is completely in place, and then they will kill the infidels. And what's so crazy is these libtard Democrats and don't realize if they allow this, that they've been tricked into doing, they'll be the first ones to go. You know, they will be the first ones to go if they allow it to happen. Now, it's up to us patriots to make sure that it never does. And I think that's pretty much what's going to happen. Why do I say that? Because every other nation that's in chaos right now, from Paris or from France to Venezuela, what happened first? What happened to Europe first? They took the guns. And we know that. And so when that, and we see different states doing different things, or different cities making different laws, but they haven't taken the guns yet. And if that ever happens, if we ever get stupid enough to hand them over, then it's over with. But that, the rise of the beast with the deadly wound, guys, was the almost destruction of the Muslim Empire. And now that's all we see. That's all we see running social media, mainstream, the major political movements. Look at what's happened with Ms. Cortez. $1 million sent via her Muslim businessman to other places, hiding campaign money, taxpayer money. There's a plan, and it has been from every person in that Obama administration. And even people that you never thought would have done it would have given over. Some of the CIA and FBI people have sworn an allegiance to Allah. Many of the mainstream media, many of the Hollywood celebrities. And if it was it's an incompatible civilization. It will never work. And they don't want it to work. And because of the grooming of these two civilizations to bring about World War III, that's where all the money is being pushed from Soros down into destroying this country. So the beast is here. And now they are, with because you're not taking the mark, you're being hit with your ability to buy or sell. And I guess my message is, guys, that that's where we're at, and that we need to wake up and be aware. A great message in it again is, guys, if you don't take that mark, your name is not taken out of the book of life, because you didn't give in and believe in this false doctrine. You didn't accept money. You didn't take those pieces of silver. Remember that? The sell out of Christ. You didn't sell your heart, your soul, your information, your ability to speak, your ability to think out for pieces of silver. That didn't work out too good, did it? Didn't work out very well at all. So Satan wins with greed, with temptation, and with hunger. And guys, the first thing in the physical body that's going to be tempting is to eat. So not only should you be prepared to feed your family, but you should be prepared to protect your family, because the what was the first temptation that Satan dealt with Christ after Christ came out of the wilderness after fasting? It was bread. Christ didn't fall for it, of course, none of the temptations, but the whole chapter, that episode was written so that we would know the MO of how Satan operates. He'll tempt you with the very basics at first, with food. Then he'll get up to, you want to rule all the nations? Just follow me. Yeah, Miss Edwards, you're right, Miss Shelby. Time is about to be cut short. And the reason I'm doing this is because I was aware of what the banks are doing, and that it has to do with the mark of the beast rising. And guys, if imagine where we would be if Hillary had won. The FEMA camps would have been very wide open. There would be no conservative view. Many of us would probably be in Gitmo or worse in the ground. And so Trump is what we have. And I think he's trying to do the best he can. But it's up to each one of us, regardless of what happens to him. Because if he goes down, the nation goes down, then are you going to go down with it? Are you going to take the mark of the beast? Are you going to lie, cheat, and steal to make money? No, don't do that. Don't do it, because Christ is coming soon. And we will go through the tribulation of man, but we will not go through the wrath of God, because once those four angels are released, once that angel coming from the east puts that seal of the knowledge of God in our foreheads, and for many, they can be sealed without the full knowledge. In other words, the events happening, and when they see the Son of Man rising from the east, it will be embedded in their mind, in their forehead. They will be marked with the knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. How will you be destroyed? Not on earth, but because your name's not in the book of life. Why? You took the mark. You didn't understand. And many people and many preachers now, guys, and it's to the detriment of their entire congregation, is they're teaching money. And they're teaching that the mark of the beast is a chip, so that you're caught unaware when it's happening right before your eyes. And the preachers that tell you you need gold investments, and how they can teach you how to buy gold, when then the Bible clearly tells you that gold and silver will be cast into the streets, because it has become, and it will be cursed because it had become the stumbling block, the iniquity of man, of his children. That goal, that wanting to get that for more than you need to survive, and selling your soul to get it, will definitely remove your name from the book of life. And once you take it, guys, read Revelation. You can't erase the mark, because you finally have believed. Why does the whole world wonder after the beast? Think about it. There's millions of Christians. They would have to be completely deceived. they would have to believe that this person that can create miracles, that suddenly can restore your bank account, that suddenly can feed you, that he is Christ. And they will wonder after the beast. They have the mark in their minds at that point. They believe this is Christ. And guys, it's like dealing with the Democrats now. In these protests, there's no way you can talk logically to them. You can't say, well, what about the jobs are better? Military is doing better. Things like that. They just start screaming and yelling. The same thing is going to happen to the people that take the mark. Some have already taken it. Some, even in our social media platforms, have taken that mark and refuse to talk about anything that is outside the comfort zone of the beast system. And so, and some of these people, guys, have platforms that are so much larger than the platforms that I've had and I have, that are millions and millions of views, that have the opportunity to spread knowledge that is so critical to the survival of mankind. But because they've taken that mark so that they can buy and sell, they've sold their souls. Don't ever do that. And no matter how hard you're hit and knocked down, never do it. Always get back up, because you're looking at a higher goal. You're looking at being a warrior of Christ and fighting with your boots on until he arrives. Then he's going to say, well done, my faithful child. And you will become a pillar in that temple. And guys, I didn't mean for this to be a religious message, although it is. It's a real world message about what's happening with the real world beast system. It's not something that's just off the wall and not really having any pertinent meaning to the present day situation. What I'm telling you about this mark is has everything to do where we're at right now in time. Something drastic could happen at any time, because again, the beast knows he has but a short time. With 5G technology coming on, disrupting our life, how will that be stopped? It will be stopped because the kingdom of the beast is cast into darkness. So when you think there's no hope, something will happen. Some angel will pour out their vial upon the sun. And that solar flare, coronal mass ejection, or whatever happens that knocks out the grid, another Carrington event, but much larger, and kills 5G, knocks out everything. It's going to be you, your family, your water and your food, and your Bible. And guys, I think that will be a blessed day, because people will look up. They will look for the answer at that time. And so when that kingdom of the beast, that seat, is cast into darkness, could very well be that a blackout to shut it down. But what will happen? Remember the two witnesses when they're killed, because they could bring any plague down on mankind, stop the rain or whatever. But when they're killed in the streets that are Jerusalem, where Christ was killed, they party, they celebrate. Because they think that the plagues are over with, of what the witnesses brought upon them. And they have no idea what's about to happen. But that's how many people will be fooled. The whole world, except the elect, which are being gathered as we speak around the world, except the elect, will follow that beast system. That's how narrow that road is. That's how wide the opposite road is. Guys, if you just stay true, things will happen in your life. There'll be times when you just have a message and you put it out there, and you kind of, like it says in the Bible, your feelings and your heart speak instead of just your mind, because God can speak like that. He can, in your heart, you know goodness from evil. And so there's a, and about the mark of the beast and the elect and the guys, the fact of the unforgivable sin if you understand the Hebrew and the Greek and look at the entire setup, the elect are held to a different standard. The people that are given knowledge are held to a different standard than the people that are being taught, just like the watchman. If you warn the people, guys, and they don't listen, then you've saved your soul and the blood's on their hand. But if they listen and they say to themselves, it's good for everybody, right? Well, it happens in other aspects, because let me put it this way, guys. No matter what happens, never forget that the first one coming is the Antichrist. So that's an automatic right there. If it says he's in the desert or wherever, that's the Antichrist. Because when Christ sets his foot down on this planet, the rapture, the actual rapture, which that word is not in the Bible. I have videos explaining what the rapture is. But at that moment, you can say, call it whatever you want to, something's going to happen. And that reaper is going to cast into the ripe grapes of this planet. And in the twinkle of an eye, you're going to be changed into your spiritual body. Then you're not going to see the wrath of God. You have been through the tribulation of man, and that ends when Christ sets his foot down. But you got to make it to that point. And the way you make it is because it's like saying, well, the next 5 minutes are going to be hell on earth, but if I make it through that, then eternity is a long, long time. So no matter what they throw at you now, you stay true. Become a warrior. Let your voice shout from the top of the houses, from the top of the gate. Then what is, again, God says, thank you for being a wise and faithful servant. Your name is written. Your name is written in the book of life. And so when you, again, the unforgivable sin to the elect, which again, I think there's slightly different, a little more, the more you're given, the more responsibility you have. And it's in many aspects of life, is that there's a verse where it talks about when you're called up before the synagogue of Satan, guys, and this is a message to the elect. When you're called up before the synagogue of Satan, do not premeditate, and I'm not reading it, so it may be a little off. Do not premeditate on what you're to say, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit. And guys, if you're one of the elect that have been given the knowledge, you must understand that verse. You must understand it completely, because if you do not, you will commit what I believe is the real unforgivable sin in the Bible. And I think only the elect with the knowledge that we're all sharing tonight has. And what that means is, say, for instance, Hillary won. All the crazy churches are in total power. None of them are true churches. All have a false doctrine. But you're called up before one of these synagogues. And it says, don't premeditate what you're to say, because it will be the Holy Spirit that speaks through you then. But here's the human nature. I would be guilty of it. Well, you wouldn't come to the super church. I don't really want to do that. You don't want to get into detail, because they'll probably drag you out in the street. But eventually you're pulled in up before the synagogue, and the preacher's going to introduce you or whatever. And we have an unbeliever or whatever it is. And you're sitting there and you're praying or thinking, say, God, I know a good bit about the Bible. What am I supposed to say? I mean, I know more than this lying preacher knows. But what is God telling us then? And this is important, goes to prayer and meditation. God says, clear your mind. Don't worry about what you're supposed to say, because you are a chosen one. You are about to become the voice of God before the fellow humans in this church. And that church could be broadcasting across the nation or across the world. And they will hear and change their hearts, because they've heard the voice of Almighty God. He said, do not premeditate what you are to say, because I'm about to speak through you. So you stop that mental process. you pray God and you say, Father, I hear you. Clear my thoughts. Speak through me. Use me as your vessel. He will say, what a wise and faithful servant I have. But if you don't do that, if you don't allow him to speak through you, and you interfere with what he's trying to do because you think you know it all, then that is to the elect the unforgivable sin, and you will not be a pillar. That's a very important place to be. But again, guys, I've had a lot of different things that I wanted to talk about tonight, and one thing will lead to the other, but we are in a very close time to major events happening. And to me, the most important thing, and that's when I talk about it, is that preserve your soul. Don't take that mark. Don't deny the ability of God to speak through you if you're one of the chosen ones that are called up before that synagogue, because God has prepared you. He may have saved you from 10 different times that Satan has tried to kill you through accidents or disease. But something happened, and God knew that you would stand tall at that end time and allow him to speak through you. Because what is Christ? The living word. A word that is alive. It's alive. You allow that breath, that pneuma, that word, of the holy word, to speak through you. And that at that point, you became the ultimate watchman on the wall. Nothing else tops that in the human form. No higher watchman exists. No pastor, no preacher, no nothing. Then at that moment, you free your mind and allow God to come through you and speak to the world, because the whole world will be watching many of these events thanks to modern technology. Imagine the people that you could change their hearts with by understanding that verse. Look it up. Look up the verse. Guys, someone got it. I don't have it right here before me, but when you're called up before the synagogue of Satan, I know someone knows right where to go get it. I've got a lot of things pulled up here, but many of you know the verse. And I would appreciate it, guys. And I appreciate the time that you've taken out of your evening to come over and join us. If you miss it, it's going to be in the archives. Also, if you ever have trouble getting in here on our website at The Headline News, we have the player and the actual chat section there. And the whole word, Ms. Shelby is right, is alive from beginning to end, the Alpha and the Omega. Emmanuel, God with us. That word is God with us, and that's what... You know, Christ has many names, but they were told to call him Emmanuel. But guys, we're getting into about 10 minutes left in the show. I'm looking at the comments. You don't have to call. If you've got a question about anything, I'm watching it right now, and I will do my best to answer it. And I see everyone there, Ms. Powell, Shelby, Ms. Bujard, Nick Robinson, how you been doing, my friend from Austin, Texas. Serpents, thank all of you, Mr. Lear, Draclets. The forgivable sin is denying the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the unforgivable sin, and that's exactly right. That's what I'm talking about, that power that God can use of the Holy Spirit to speak through you. Don't deny that. And if you don't know that it's going to happen, guys, you could easily deny it. In other words, if you don't understand that verse and suddenly you're called up, and you're not familiar with that verse, then you may start just running off the mouth and blocking the Holy Spirit, the voice of the word. So, but I don't think God would let that happen. If he's going to preserve you to these end times to be one of the chosen ones that speak before these huge, massive super church synagogues, or even the smallest one in some cases, maybe, then he's not going to allow you to be naive enough not to know that verse. Now, it may catch you off guard, and you're sitting there saying, man, and all of a sudden, I'm right in the middle of all this. What do I do? Then he's going to immediately tap you and say, this is what you were born for. This is why you survived. That's why you were one of the angels in heaven that fought Satan. You were one of the elect and the chosen ones. And the reason you fought and survived here on this planet is because in heaven you fought against Satan and we won. And then he knows you're going to do the same thing here. But Mr. Bourgeois, Jesse, how do you feel about corporations, man, creation, representing the corpse, representing the corpse? A couple things, the way that from the Rothschilds all the way down to all the bankers and the banking cabals have operated, and I understand what our nation is. I don't like it at all. You know that I talk about it quite a bit. I'm not for that. But let me say this, the opposite of any order, and I'm not for the large corporations at all, but the opposite of any order is anarchy and chaos. And so that's in the last 8 minutes. Let me touch on that just a minute, because if you've ever been in a situation where there's not law and order, where there's complete anarchy, nothing is safe, not your family, not your life, nothing. Because they're roving bands have control, just like you see in the movies. So when you say, well, patriots, we need to unite and take down everything, the patriots, when we unite and to protect this country, we will have to work with the organized military and things like that, the police force, because we will have to be backing them up, because if we go against the entire establishment of this nation, then you don't have peace in anymore. You can't go to bed and know what's going to happen. There's going to be roving bands and there's going to be chaos, because everyone's going to be fighting to be the ruler, the next overlord. You understand what I'm saying? Anarchy, it will become chaos if you're not very careful, because if you don't have a chosen leader, then everyone will be competing for that, and they will use their band. And here's what will happen. Right now, the Democrats would kill every one of us and put us in a FEMA camp or worse if they could, because they hate us. They want us dead because we're against the Luciferian doctrine. And so, and because of our guns and our ability to defend ourselves, they can't do it yet. They're going to continue to try. But guys, when whatever we have, if there is a stand up of the patriots, of the Minutemen that I call us, to have to take this country, we have to maintain order. We have to allow order to maintain itself, not corruption, not the status quo. But I'm talking about the patriots that are in the military, that are in law enforcement and all. We will have to work with them and reestablish that part of our country very quickly to prevent mob rule. Does that make any sense? In other words, our democracy fought hard for. My father fought in Germany in World War II. This country, whether you like it or not, there's no other place I would want to live on the planet. So we have to maintain that rule of order. It may change some of the tops of it, but that is key to anything, because if we go into straight chaos, we're going to be no better than the cartels killing everyone in Mexico that doesn't go along with them. You know, in whatever title we put to it, it has to be for the people, by the people, and in a order of what the Constitution was originally. Stay in that, but we can't just destroy everything, take over, wipe out everything, and expect to get anything out of it other than someone blowing your brains out in the next battle. That's right, Miss Shelby. And the dragon was enraged with the woman. He went to fight with a remnant of her seed, those guarding the commandments of Elohim and possessing the witness of Messiah. And that's what he's doing. That hits it on the nail. I mean, from the conservatives being taken down, their ability to buy and sell, to the remnant of her seed, guys, are the election. And there's quite a bit of that gathering here. or you wouldn't be here. That's been going on since 2012 when I started my channel. There were always times that we would stop and do videos or shows like this, kind of going right into the word to remind everyone that what is really important. But right, it was founded under freedom. It was founded under the rule of that you had every man was innocent until proven guilty. And that's so important because that stops the mob mentality. And of course, that rule has been abused by our justice systems many times. But without it, we have nothing but Venezuela. And so we may, if it hits the fan, we may not see that order come back as long as man's in charge. But there's someone coming that will put it back in order very quickly. And Satan will have a short time. There will be, when Israel's Jerusalem is overrun, guys, you know, he measured inside the temple, but not outside the temple, because for 3.5 years overrun by the Gentiles. So those are going to be the times when the tribulation of man going into the wrath of God. And there's a very thin veil between those two. And so many Bible verses, guys, and the more that I study Revelation, I see mistakes to where I assume certain things. And most of it has to do with when the end point of the tribulation of man, when Christ comes and the wrath of God, and the clearer it becomes, you can see that so many at all suffer that wrath. But it's so important to be on that side and to know the pitfalls that are there, the stumbling blocks. And if you're aware of some of these stumbling blocks we're talking about, you're not going to become trapped and you're not going to stumble in that wrong direction. Because if God uses his word, the Bible, and it's taught properly, you may forget it or it may not be on your mind except when suddenly Satan appears or something evil appears or something that happens in your life to you. Suddenly that thought will become very clear. And that seed had been planted. And at that time it starts to grow. And it will back people out taking that mark from going down that wrong road or from not allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through them at that time. Yep, that's right, Nick. Seek it out with salvation and fear and trembling. And a lot of times, guys, the word fear in the Bible was actually revere. In other words, love and respect. And not fear as if in something terrible, but revere. And that's just because God, he is our Father, and fathers love their kids, all nations. But man has interfered from the beginning and started the different religions, the different civilizations. And now it's all coming to a climax. Everything is about to hit. And so my job, I think, tonight was to make people aware, again, going to PayPal, taking down this ability to buy, pay, or sell for the people, the good guys. It speaks volumes, doesn't it? But guys, we're closing out now. It's 8:30. We went on an hour and a half. We're going to try to do more shows through the spring as it becomes necessary. Guys, I don't want to just do a show every night and try to find things to talk about. It takes away from a lot of the meaning. They need to come about when important things become obvious and that we, so that the message is more important, if that makes any sense at all. But guys, I appreciate you coming. Watch for updates. Watch for videos. I'll let you know when we're going to do another show. Thanks, everyone. I love the comment section. I love what you're saying. And we're watching it. Again, as I always say, guys, it's a heads up. Be safe.